Speaking of the guillotine, are you ready for that to come back with our socialist revolution?
Oh, when we support Bernie, dude?
Yeah, are you excited for the socialist revolution?
Oh, I can't wait till we bring the guillotine back, dude.
Can't wait.
Once Bernie wins.
It's time to behead the rich.
Eat the rich, bro.
It's time for us to eat the rich until we get rich.
Compost the rich.
And then, yeah.
Well, it's
the
always,
rich are cool.
Yeah, it's always compost the people who happen to be richer than me.
And then.
Because if you're like an upper middle class white liberal, it's always, yeah, dude, the fucking rich. And it's like, oh, so people richer than you and above. You're yeah. pretty fucking wealthy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know.
You have a pool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, people are like, I mean, the fact that they took away the wealth tax is bullshit, and they took away the estate tax or whatever. It's like it stops at 10 million. It should be at like 5 million. It's like, how about 200,000, bro?
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go that way. Come on.
5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's motherfucking bullshit. The guillotine's
gonna
fuck
I'm excited
people
for
up,
the
dude.
Socialist revolution.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's where it goes. It has to go towards just death.
If Bernie
and killing
wins,
the
dude,
rich.
We're bringing the guillotine back.
Dude, that's a cool thing to say right now. Of like,
yeah.
eat the rich, murder the, kill the rich. And it's like, that's cool.
If I'm you, down with it.
Yeah, I'm down. But it's also the same time, they have to admit, like, I would love for them all to be like, but if I were rich, I wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What do you
Except
think
for Bloomberg. Bloomberg is Bloomberg's the real deal.
You like Bloomberg?
Real deal. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
We need a good billionaire, dude. Enough
True.
Of these evil billionaires.
I'm
we need
sick
a,
of the evil ones.
We need a good billionaire.
Now
you see all the good
talking.
Stuff he does for black people on his commercials he shows every 10 seconds?
No. Is he helping black people?
Oh, dude. Every commercial is a black dude being like, I don't know. My life is fucked up, dude. And then Bloomberg. And it's just and Bloomberg, just Bloomberg with a hard hat being like, hugging black people, being like, yeah, dude, here's some jobs.
Oh, man.
It's so fun. There's so many different commercials of people being like, it's been hard for black
Today's
people.
Today's Super Tuesday, dude. They're working hard to get rid of the burn.
I know,
they
dude.
They can't. They all the other moderate Democrats dropped out, and they all endorsed Biden.
Biden's kind of crushing it, too.
Biden just won South Carolina.
Did he?
And he's the ultimate black friend bragger.
Oh.
it's nonstop with that guy. Everybody, he's like,
BFP.
Black people love me, dude. I love black people. Black people love me. Sorry.
Yeah, he's riding that Obama coattail
He
thing.
Really is.
God.
And it's like, I mean.
He's got that Bill Clinton sauce with black people. I don't know what it is. He's just got
I
it.
Don't think he has it. I think
he
talks
does
about
it. But, well, he's with Obama, so it's like.
Yeah. We'll see.
He's that one dude in the barbershop three.
Yeah, dude. We'll see.
Well, he goes down to fuck, man. He was like, did you ever see a thing of him in Wilmington where he's talking to like the whole black crowd, and he's like, and I saw this guy, and I
yeah,
saw
popcorn
these
popcorn Willie.
Ah, popcorn. they had. I used to keep a chain wrapped around my knuckles, and
yeah.
I thought we were gonna come to blows, and I didn't want it.
Yeah,
he's.
Yeah, that'll be.
I think he ends all of his speeches like, you know what, you blacks are all right.
Dude, there was one from the debate. There was one from a recent debate where he was just like, well, my time's up. So he couldn't talk, so he was like, I think my time's up anyway. So
we stopped and went like, why the heck am I stopping? Must be that Catholic education of mine.
Yeah,
he's like, nobody else stops. God dang it, I won't either.
He tried to recite Martin Luther King, or no, I think it was Thomas Jefferson. He did the. All men are created equal.
He
just forgot the speech midway through, like while he was good. He's like, yeah, I mean, you know the rest of it. Like, oh shit.
I told you that his like the reason he said he keeps fucking stuff up is because he claimed stuttering problem.
He had an aneurysm. He had a brain aneurysm in like 1988.
Really?
Yeah. First off,
was before that.
He got kicked off. He was running for president back then. Then he got caught plagiarizing speeches. Hilarious.
He did too.
Yeah, hilarious move.
All great presidents get caught plagiarizing speeches.
Dude, he got caught plagiarizing speeches. That's why he had to stop running for president. And then he had a brain aneurysm.
He probably tried to write a speech. I was like, God, this is hard.
He's like, how can I write a speech without the N word in it? Damn it.
Yeah, he's the king of being like, and I guess they all do this, but he's so funny when he just tells a sad story about like a union guy who died.
He's got a lot of sad stories.
He's got a good sad story. And I'm like, God dang it.
He's got some sad stories. I think his son died. Everybody he knows died.
Yeah. That's good.
That's
for
what
politics,
you want.
That's
what
you want
a leader.
For politics, you want someone who can go in and be like, look, I get it. My whole family's dead. All right?
Look, I know jobs are tough to come by right now. Did I mention my whole fucking family died?
And I had a stutter when I was 8? That's his excuse for political gaffes. He's like, I'm a stutterer. So I just get nervous sometimes and say weird things about minorities.
Yeah,
yeah. I want the guillotine back, dude. I want Bern to come.
So you want Bernie to win?
Tear us up, dude. I was with Buttigieg.
Buttigieg dropped out and endorsed Biden.
I mean, dude, they're all...
Everybody's endorsing Sleepy
Joe.
It's
basically an octopus of Wall Street versus... Like, they're like, all right, I'll step down. They're just run the numbers. Like, yo, you got it. Bernie kissed the ring like that before.
Dude, they're going to kill Bernie.
They have to.
They're going to kill him if
Bernie's
going to
commit suicide, and they're going
to... I think you're going to see a lot of Dems kiss the ring, dude, of the Trump dog.
Yeah.
They're going to have to. You know what's going to happen, I would imagine, is all these major, like, they're not going to try to keep Trump. If it's between Trump or Bernie,
they'll try to keep Trump.
They're going to probably try to keep Trump.
Trump will play ball,
bro. So you're
going to
see some, like, New York Times articles and, like, all these, like, major media outlets start to be like, actually, the economy is doing great under Trump. Like, shit like that.
Oh, they 100% would. Dude, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird switch. You'll see some, like, pro-Trump articles start to come out and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when BuzzFeed is like, I know.
It's top 10 reasons Trump is bae.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a good call,
Ivanka,
dude.
Trump is a mood.
Yeah, they'll, like, pick somebody in his cabinet to be like, Trump sucks, but, like, these people he picked actually aren't bad. I know. Yeah. I couldn't believe it either, and I almost, like, throw up saying this. Yeah, dude, that's a good point.
Yeah, the money could dictate.
Well, all that bullshit middle stuff hits the fan. Once it's Bernie versus Trump, it's like,
yeah,
what are we doing, guys?
Are we socialist or fascism?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Let's get some fascism fired up, dude. We need to give Trump more power.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's the move. We either go socialist, full communist revolution and start guillotining people, or we give Trump the ultimate power.
I mean, can we just get a taste of a Trump dictatorship?
It'd be so fucking funny. I mean, it would be bad, but good lord, it would be funny for a little bit.
Well, none of it would make sense.
No. He would just, if he was a dictator, he would just make all his shit rat. He'd be like an African dictator. There'd be like no rhyme or reason for what he's doing. He'd just have like 88 gold Cadillacs for no reason.
Well, there's a reason for that, but.
What's that?
88's a very significant number.
Oh, I didn't mean 88. That just popped in there.
You know, you had 88 gold Cadillacs, 23 advisors. Yeah, that his shit would be pretty fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. That's tight. If we go communism, I could be down for that. A little revolution.
That'd be pretty. People's
we
got to
get you a beret.
We could all starve. That'd be what's up.
That'd be sick. We could lose some LBs, dude. I might come out of the communist revolution like fit.
We should honestly, dude. I think we're due for a nice little starve. Just a little. Get a little hungry.
I don't think we're gonna starve.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna be good on.
We'll be the first regime to just all lose 20 pounds under communism.
Jacked.
Yeah, just to be like,
the whole country
we'll
looks
just
good.
All have normal BMIs. Yeah. Just be dudes who are just like kind of shredded.
Dudes.
Like, yeah, it was horrible, dude. We all like had like these weird jobs. We all got paid the same. We're just like all like shredded, and then we got liberated by China.
China's going to liberate
who we
us.
We now all work for.
Yeah.
That'd be tight, dude, if it's fucking camps of dudes just all fucking yoked. That's what I think it's coming to.
Yeah.
Just all of us fucking Jack 5% dudes, body dude. Fat.
Yes.
Damn, Grandpa, you were fucking ripped.
Damn, dude. How pissed would the listeners be if they found out we were both Bernie bros, dude?
Big time Bernie. I'm Yang Bernie.
Yang Gang. Now that Yang Gang's out, dude. See, the thing is, I hate the people that are so outwardly in love with Bernie.
That's all facade. Give me fucking healthcare. Give me free fucking healthcare.
Healthcare's big, dude.
I don't
need
care.
Some healthcare.
I don't give a fuck about anything else. People hit you with like, oh, dude. I've had people message me and be like, dude, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hope you're not serious. Here's a whole paragraph from the Drudge Report. And it's like, bro, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
I'm in this. I want.
If I can get some free healthcare, that'd be pretty sick. And another thing that was funny, my dad was trying to hit me with that. He was like, well, then he's going to, how do you feel? You just paid off your student loans. How do you feel about that? Now everybody doesn't have to? I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
Let it roll.
I'll be all right.
Let it roll.
Just because I paid, I'm not going to be like, everyone should pay.
True.
No, I ain't no bitch.
No. Also, it's like, dude, give me $1,000. Can't get that. What else can I get? Healthcare? Okay. Give me that. Give me that.
True. But now that we're both staunch capitalists and making bread.
True.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, we might get dropped by Halliburton, dude. Our sponsor Halliburton might drop us, dude.
True. We're still poor enough that Bernie would still help.
True.
Us.
Well, that was funny. The first year with the Patreon money, we're like, we're fucked, dude. We're going to get crushed. Oh, we're not going to pay taxes. We looked it up. It was just basically a garbage man salary.
Yeah, neither of us really made that much money.
That was funny.
Yeah, I thought I was so rich.
Dude, I was like, dude, we're going to get, the IRS is going to take everything. And I like added the numbers up for 2019. I was like, all right.
We're probably going to make money.
School teachers make a little more. Yeah. That was funny.
We are, the cast is.
Cast is ascending now.
Yeah. I'm talking politically. I'm not endorsing anybody, bro. The only person I endorse is Yang, dude.
I vote with my wallet, bro. That's it. What works out the best financially for me, that's how I vote.
Yeah.
So that's, what else, what the fuck are you doing otherwise?
I don't know. Maybe for the benefit of the country. What if all this mumbo jumbo socialism crushes America? What do you think of that?
How's it going to crush us?
Matt, I don't know.
How's it going to crush
us? I don't know anything. I'm probably not going to vote.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've never done it in my life. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to hit the polls.
Dude, I told you, right? For 1 week, you become a full-fledged hippie liberal, bro.
No, so I could vote wherever I want. I just said I'm homeless, bro. That way I can go wherever I want and vote.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Now I'm not homeless, though, so. I was homeless for a week while it happened, so, technically.
Yeah, I think I would have to vote.
I was thinking about moving. I was like, basically homeless.
I think I would have to vote in PA.
Yeah, so if you're homeless, if you register homeless, you can vote wherever you want.
Yeah.
That's how you mobilize the troops, dude. Trump wants to keep me from the fucking polls, dude.
Yeah, dude, they're trying to redline us.
Excuse me?
No, not going to happen.
I'll probably get arrested tonight for registering homeless.
Yeah, dude, England was all right.
All right.
And when it comes to, like, the fascism and stuff that a lot of people on the left are accusing Donald Trump of.
Yeah.
Of, like, he's Hitler. Or not. I mean, that's a fucking cliche.
But it's true, though.
They do say that a lot. But also, if...
They chill with the Hitler speak, actually.
A lot of the fucking... fascism is... It's kind of a very far left. I mean, it's ultimate government control.
Yeah,
that's what the left. That's left.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Communism, fascism. I mean, it was socialism. Fascism was socialism.
But no, socialism's cool.
Yeah,
duh.
Bernie Sanders. but yeah, I mean, that's what fascism was. I mean, yeah.
It's fun. It is fun.
I read that the swastika was supposed to be originally. It was a cross that was also a hammer and sickle.
The hammer and sickle. Cool,
the hammer and sickle and the cross. Dude, is what the original.
Yeah, but if you want to get pussy on a college campus, you'd be like, yeah, dude, fucking hammer sickle rules.
Oh,
like,
dude, I told you that when I was in Spain and I went to that fucking teachers' march in Madrid. So I went to a public teachers' march in
for
Madrid.
Like wages or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even fucking understand what they were saying. I was just like, yeah, fuck it. We're all going. I'll go.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm a teacher.
There's all the teachers. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'll fucking go. And then I was down there and there was literally a red communist, it was Soviet Union flag in the front of the march, and I was like, this isn't a good march. I was like,
oh,
I was trying to explain to them, but I was speaking Spanish. I was like, do you fucking comprende what that means, that flag?
Jesus, dude.
Like, you know how many people died under that fucking flag?
That is a weird thing, Hal. If you had, like, the Nazi fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, if you had a
swastika, people
way
like,
bad.
Dude, you're gonna, people like, get the fuck out of here. You can rock hammer.
I would fight a guy wearing a swastika. I'd be like, what the fuck's your problem, dude? I wouldn't fight him, but I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Of course, yeah. You'd be like, what
you're
the fuck
an
are you
idiot,
doing?
Dude.
But you can
fuck
rock
you.
His hammer and sickle, and everyone's like, fuck yeah, dude. I like free market type stuff. Like, that's cool, man. Like, yeah, we should all like share. And it's like, you think that's what that is, boy?
Yeah. That's like, a couple of piggies. That's a couple of snowballs and Napoleons, dude.
Yeah, like,
did you read Animal Farm?
I didn't read it yet. Someone took it. It was out of the bathroom.
Fucking right it is.
Where the hell did it go?
I didn't take it.
All right, I got to find it. Someone took it out of the
bathroom. So I had Animal Farm in our bathroom.
I was reading it while I shit. That's where
I read
sick
it,
knowledge.
And then I watched it. There's the old cartoon on... It's an old BBC.
Like,
it's an old British
dude.
Cartoon of the Animal Farm's fucking lit.
It is good.
It's a good description of what happens.
That's fucking tight.
It's what happens.
Yeah.
It's like a couple people get power. One of them's mean. He runs off Leon Trotsky. He becomes Stalin.
Yep.
Next thing you know. And it's funny, too, because the sheep in the, like, whenever the guy's trying to make a point, whenever, like, Stalin, it's a pig named Napoleon.
Uh-huh.
And when he's, like, making a point and, like, some of the other animals are kind of like, wait a second, that's not really what we started with. The sheep always start screaming and overpower everyone. Like, sheep always drown everyone out with their chants.
With their bullshit, yeah.
Of four legs good, two legs bad.
Oh, saying the humans are bad.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Is one? It starts out with like 10 commandments.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know what? Fuck this. All you need to know, 4 legs good, 2 legs bad.
Yeah.
You guys are good. Everybody else is bad.
They're bad.
Here we go.
Tony, man,
is how hard you got to dodge?
I don't know anything about taxes.
It's kind of fucked up to lock someone up for taxes.
Yeah.
Also, it is fucking bullshit, dude. Because they lock Snipes up, but then they'll talk about, like, Apple and them paying, like, shuffling money to, like, Ireland and all that stuff. And, like, oh, they pay a lot of taxes.
Obviously.
That's fucking crazy.
That's why we need Bernie, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's why we need Bernie or the Yang Man to come in and save us.
I want the Yang Man, dude. I want the Yang Man big time.
I endorsed Yang this weekend on stage. I was like, after he talked about the retarded pedophile.
Oh, my God.
Mike, then he endorsed Democratic president. Like, oh, God.
I think it's I think that's the way it's going though, dude. It's going to be outsider candidates from now. Like, dude, like Marco Rubio just isn't going to win.
Yeah,
you got to be kind of like a wild man. Like McCain had that fucking maverick energy. Remember when McCain came out? He's like, I'm a maverick.
He's a fucking maverick, dude.
He was like, how, dude?
Well,
he voted against some stuff.
I'm gonna get a fucking idiot to run next to me. He went and got Palin.
True.
She was a dunce, dude.
So that was maverick energy back then.
Yeah, the maverick energy was getting a moron governor from Alaska.
True.
That was like, dude, look how fucking wild I am. I'm going to bring down this lady.
Yeah,
and she
dude.
Just ruined his campaign.
Yeah, he was like, he was the maverick. And then fucking T-Daddy came out and was just like, grab by the pussy.
T-Daddy ended up being the ultimate Mav.
I mean, they didn't see that coming. I'm telling you, it's going to
no
be...
No one saw that. No one saw that.
No.
That guy was... The whole time, it was funny.
Dude, I'm telling you... That
up until election night, Trump was hilarious.
It's completely flipped the coin. There's no... Nobody can just be a normal, like, I'll tell you what. And everyone's like, yeah, good point. Boring.
Yeah.
Like Beto O'Rourke, who also had slaves, FYI.
He had them, dude.
His family had slaves.
His family had them.
I got to get a
doubt. He had to come out and publicly admit he had them.
Dude, which is so... Again, this is just a lord of the land. Someone finds you have slaves, and he's probably like, motherfucker. Fucker, he knew, dude. You didn't have slaves.
You think Beto knew,
dude? Please, it's so easy to know if you had slaves or not. It's like if someone's telling you their family, like, oh, you know, we're wealthy, like, oh, where'd your wealth come from? They're like, agriculture. It's like, oh, from when? They're like, oh, my great great grandfather. It's like, sir,
oh yeah, yeah,
you've
yeah.
had him,
sir. Pardon me, you've had him.
Excuse me, sir, but you've had him. It's like, no, we worked the farms ourselves.
Yeah, that's
he had him, bro, and then he came out and was like. It's just appalling that my family had him, and I mean, more than I know how to stop.
He's
people.
Brutal. He's tough. He's tough to watch.
They pretty much all are, but yeah, he's pretty brutal. When they do the whole like,
Bernie's actually pretty sick to watch.
Sanders is what his YouTube videos piss me off when he's like,
I haven't watched.
Hey guys, I have a minute for you.
He's like,
can I ask a small favor from you? He does that like local chum stuff too much. He's like, dude, get out of my fucking face.
Bernie's all right. I like his. He's the only one that's not a complete like failure to watch.
Yeah,
Yang Man is probably a G. Dude.
Yang Man's
we gotta
the
get
G.
Yang. You need someone funny to fucking take on Trump, and he's at least
yeah. And
Yang's
it's like
funny
talk
enough.
Shit. I dare you.
Yeah,
true. You do.
Bernie could be.
Trump's gonna slay him though, man.
You think?
Yeah, Bernie's like as like the shit he does. It's like okay, cool, awesome. He's there in all the marches and pictures, and people are like, sweet, you've done, like, the nice thing the entire time. He's, like, a kind of an unblemished track record, except for bending the knee to Hillary. That was like, yo, bro, what the fuck?
Oh, that was
that
sad.
Was, that, to me, was like, all right, dude, you bitched up. He bitched up.
He did.
He bitched up. But it's like, dude, he's going to get, like, again, if you watch his YouTube shit.
In his defense of bitching up, he did do it to try to unify the party to beat the sassy daddy. That's why I did it. He knew if he didn't take the knee, it was a guaranteed Trump.
Yeah, but to give it to fucking Epstein's fucking right-hand lady? Hillary Clinton is so evil. I mean, there's so much shit that she's tied into. Again, maybe it's all fucking propaganda. I don't know. But
yeah.
It's like, I mean, dude, just chilling with Epstein.
Yeah, but it's okay to have like an evil politician in there versus the dog running wild, dude.
True.
Versus just letting a fucking maniac off the chain.
Well, you don't know what's real or not. Like when he like that Baghdadi guy and he killed the Baghdadi monster, dude.
The Baghdadi monster ran down a tunnel crying with his three children, dude. Dude. He died like a dog.
That was the funniest thing when it was like a Trump. They're like, they were trying to say like whether Trump didn't know if he was crying or not, and Trump's like, he's crying. I heard him cry.
And it's funny that the left is like, nuh-uh, he didn't cry. He died like a warrior. Like, shut up.
Yeah, well, it's funny that, and then people are like, other people on the scene did not confirm they heard the noises of a man crying, and it's like they were arguing if he cried or not.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd be fucking crying.
I bet he cried. Because he did blow up his three kids.
Yeah.
While being chased by dogs down a dark tunnel. I'm sure he was kind of like a little upset emotionally.
He cried.
He died the worst death possible.
And then they have a dude across the sea from the most powerful country.
He's like, a pussy.
He's a fucking bitch. He cried.
I remember watching it just thinking, like, you would be sobbing, Don.
Oh, my
Don
God.
Would have been trying to run down the tunnel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're here. They're here. Oh, fuck.